Zach, this is getting on Deborah Mann's, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Mann's is M-A-N-C-E, date of birth is, date of birth is 11/28/57. Date of visit is 1/19/26. Please make a copy for Luis Inez, L-U-I-S-A-N-E-Z, Inez, P-A. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion and history of COPD. Next is present illness. This is a this is a 68-year-old lady with a history of smoking for over 30 years, has been experiencing cough and wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion, but no chest pains. The patient brings up a little whitish mucus, and she had no fever, so chills or nightmares. She had a chest x-ray a year ago. It showed no acute infiltrate. She has been losing some weight. And it also is on a Bevespi Aerosphere. B-E-V-A-E-S-P-I. Bevespi Aerosphere. 2 puffs twice a day. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of chronic bronchitis and history of hyperlipidemia. She has no history of diabetes. The there is no history of surgery. Next paragraph, allergies to seafood. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoke 1 pack per day for 30 years and quit, and no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, father died of dementia, mother also died of old age. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue, fever or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, chills, asthma and hay fever, and shortness of breath with wheezing. She has no nausea, vomiting, or heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, palpitations, or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising. She does have some joint pains and muscle aches. She denies seizures or headaches or memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. bevespirosphere to puffs, BID. Minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams daily, and terbinafine, 250 milligrams PO for fungus on the nail. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white females, no acute distress. There's no pyloric cyanosis, paraphernalia. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse 94 as patient 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 109. Saturation is 97. HEND non-phthalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is injected. He has no inflammation. Next, supplement no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds to the periphery with no wheezes, crackles on either side. How are the answers from regular S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gear, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross, no reductions. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hyperlipidemia and next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Advised to get a CVC, a complete metabolic profile, and an IgE level. And advised to start on Steol-to-Respimat, 2 puffs once daily. And a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the conversation. Copy for Luis and MS. Luis, L-U-I-S, and Nez, A-N-E-Z. A is an apple. A-N-E-Z. P-A. Thank you, Dr. Susan.